Here we go.
Shan's weekend hit list.
Shan, what's the haps this weekend?
This weekend is one of SF's biggest traditions, the 41st annual Carnival. This is where San Francisco transforms Harrison Street into a wonderland. Celebrate a free two-day family festival in the Mission District with music, dance, cuisine, and entertainment on every street corner.
Should I pull out my Brazilian shorts, Brazilian bathing suit?
You should. They call them the Daisy Dukes.
That you love.
The bottom of Greg's cheeks hang out of those things.
They do. They weren't that short. I have special Brazilian clothes that I wear to Brazil and to Brazilian events. And Carnival is Brazilian.
Uh-huh.
And I will happily pull out my teeny weeny shorts and go out there.
With your Malibu bottle that you're going to stuff.
Stuffing it. Yeah.
Does Benny know that story?
Excuse me?
You don't know that story?
What?
So when I was in Brazil, and everybody on most of South America, you wear all white on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So I was wearing all white. I bought an all white, that bathing suit you've seen the photo of me in. And then I had a white t-shirt. Of course, I came off later in the night, baby. And the tradition is you run and you jump over seven waves or something like that. But when my friend was taking the photos, I was like, looking around and seeing all the Brazilian men are very gifted in a certain area. Very. And I'm like, okay, what do I have that I can help me out with?
Oh, he puts a bottle in?
So I had this thing of a Malibu rum, and it's round. It's like this. You know, it's this shape, right? So I
put it... Wait, like the airport size one? The little tiny one? Airplane one?
Yes.
No, the gigantic bottle.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Said gifted. I thought you were just trying to...
Well, they are. So I put it in there. I'm like, hold on, don't take a picture yet. I put it in there, and I'm like, okay, all right. How's it? Okay, perfect. Take a picture. Well, then everybody started commenting on my Instagram, like, Greg, we didn't know you had it like that. Like, what's up?
You should have just let him believe it.
Well, I did let him believe it for a while. I let Instagram believe it, but I came clean on the radio. I'm about, you know, honesty here. But anyway, that was a Malibu rum bottle.
Never think of Malibu the same now whenever I have it.
Those festivities are tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday is a grand parade that begins at 9:30. Yesterday, we were talking about the best burgers in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend is the 5th annual Burger and Brew Fest in your hood, Fremont.
Hey, mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah. Enjoy mouthwatering burgers and sliders, gourmet snack vendors, live music, and a burger throwdown cooking competition. It's from 11 to 5 p.m. in downtown Fremont, and it's free. Monday, bring the family to celebrate Hillboro's 10th annual Memorial Day Parade, Carnival, and music.
Hillboro.
We're going to let you just go with that one.
Yeah, let's go with it.
We'll go with it.
Hillsboro.
You're missing the nest there.
Oh, okay. There will be a marching band, observance ceremony, music, petting zoo, and
there'll
a
be a marching band.
It's from 10 to 2:30 at the Hillsboro.
There it is.
North School, and it's free. And shout out to everybody heading to Bottle Rock this weekend.
You can't go to Bottle Rock without Vanessa.
I know, and... sad to say, I'm not even going to go at all now.
Wait, isn't there somebody you wanted to see?
Yeah, Imagine Dragons and Logic. They're tonight. That was the only day I really wanted to go was tonight, but we're not going to do
it. Why can't you go?
Because I have so many plans of doing nothing that I just can't do it. I told you.
I can't do something.
I forgot. We do have a few things to do. Family engagements today, and then Vanessa can't get off work early, and then we wake up at 3 a.m. I don't want to go out there at 6 p.m. I'm going to be a zombie at that
point. That's why you take a nap.
Man, who sounds like an old guy now? Like a grandpa now?
I know. Listen, I'm so excited for Memorial Weekend to just chill. We are going to Netflix. We're going to binge after we get through what we have to do today. And that is what I'm looking forward to for sure.
Well, I can't make fun of you too much. I'm having some people over, including Hecklina tonight and other people. And then they're like, oh, should we get over at 8, 8:30? I'm like, you better be there by 6 and gone by 9. Don't be showing up my house at 8. I will have it locked.
I love how you set that up before people even come over. I need to get in that habit of like, listen, yes, you can come over, but here are the terms and conditions.
We will eat it. I tell my friends, oh, you want to go to dinner? Okay, well, I eat dinner at 5. They're like, but I get off work at 8. Okay. Well, sorry.
I'm having dinner at 5.
All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hold on.
What's up, Bay Area?
Wake up!
Good morning. 99.7 now.
It's the Bay Club.
Wake up!
Happy Friday.
You just said the up part.
Almost. Listen, that's my favorite part.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you get to relax and celebrate 3 days off.
Oh, my God. There's so many different ways you can do a three-way weekend.
A three-way
weekend.
Three-day weekend.
We know what's on his mind.
Not really. My friend Patty's coming to town. There's not going to be any of that.
Yes, there are many ways you could do a three-day weekend.
You're going to rest and relax.
That's what I'm doing, for the most part. I was saying that on the radio all week, and then Vanessa, my wife, when I've gone home, she's like, you know we have to do this. You know we have to do that. And since you said you have free time, also, can we do this?
I'm like, oh, dang. She's a...
married life.
She's a taskmaster.
Yeah, the honey-do list. That's what happens there.
It's good. Now, Shan's going on a road trip,
yeah.
And I'm having a visitor. We really are all different, doing the different kind of things you could do.
So, you're road tripping, too.
I'm going up to the Russian River with a bunch of my friends. So, we're going to turn up. You're going to relax. I'm going to go party.
There's a fun bear bar. There on the main strip.
It's isn't it called Rainbow or a cattle or something?
Maybe Rainbow Cattle Company.
I don't know.
Fernando will be here any moment. We can ask him about it. But it's fun because they have pool and darts and, you know, I'm super Benny, if I walked into, Shan wouldn't care, but if I walked into a bar with you and there was a dart,
I would be like,
let's go. And I would not let you leave until I won at least one game.
My favorite bar game, though, if they have it, shuffleboard. I love shuffleboard. With the sand? With the puck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not, shuffleboard is like this. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
With the they have that at a bar here called High Tops. It's a sports bar in the Castro.
Let's go.
I love that game too. I also love cornhole. I get obsessed.
I have that in my backyard, so come over. We'll play cornhole.
I get super crazy over that.
Cornhole's the best. That was actually my best man for my wedding. He made it from scratch. He put it all together.
I remember,
and then he put pictures of all of us over the years. He glued them and on the
boards. They sell them in your favorite college. Team. So I want to get one with, longhorns. But also, we used to play as kids. My parents would always set up horseshoes in the backyard. You ever play horseshoes?
I don't know the rules.
It's the same as cornhole, basically.
Okay.
I mean, you have sticks, and then you have the horseshoes, and you throw them, and you get, if you touch, you get a point. But if you get them around the stick, you get three points.
Something. Okay.
I love all those kinds of games, and I love to win.
Does not like to lose. Well, here, I have a list of 5 Memorial Day weekend date ideas, or just ideas to do with some friends I thought were pretty cool. 5 is get sporty. So if you can snag some cheap tickets, bleacher seats to go see the Giants or something, go to a sporting
event. Yeah, they're playing all weekend long.
And today and tomorrow.
And Sunday.
The two nicest, and Sunday. But the weather's not going to be great on Sunday.
So you're saying jock straps. All right.
So there you go. Number 4, hit a winery or a brewery.
Down.
That's always fun. Plus you get to learn about it.
We might go. You know what? My friend and I are thinking, I've been to Napa numerous times. I've been to Sonoma. We were thinking about maybe doing the Livermore. Is it Livermore?
Yeah, the Wente Winery.
The East Bay.
So pretty there.
Yeah, and it's close to Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just have John be our DD.
I had a friend that got married at one of the wineries out there in Livermore. It was beautiful. 3, take a road trip. I know a lot of people are probably already doing that, hitting the road to Tahoe. But they say you could even do an in-town one. Let's say you want to go to Point Reyes or somewhere that's kind of close.
Hello, pretty.
Here's the problem I have with road trips.
Wow.
They're so fun on the way. On the way back. The A's are also playing this weekend at home.
See?
I was just checking.
It's
A's
the same
at
thing
home
with
too.
Flying, though. You're so excited to go to your destination. I love flying, but then you got to go home. It's really? I got to go through the airport, come home, and get on the airplane. I just want to be home. 2, make a mini bucket list. So you could be a tourist in your own city. So, if there's things you wanted to do in San Francisco you've never done, a lot of people go out of town, locals for this weekend. So things will be quiet.
Anybody has a recommendation on that, 888-456-9970, text in. Because we're doing the go-karts, I told you. We're doing that. But I want to do something else fun that is in the city that I haven't done before.
I have when I was young, but it's been at least 20 years since I've done Alcatraz.
Alcatraz is...
I'm burnt out.
No?
I did it three times the first year I moved here because everybody wanted to visit. Mm. San Francisco was a novelty. Mm. And then after the third time, I was like, all right, now listen. Hey, y'all won't go to Alcatraz when y'all visit. Y'all gonna go by yourself. I have been three times, and nothing ever changed. There are no hot criminals over there. Jeremy Meeks is not waiting for me on the other side, so no.
Well, the problem with that for me is... We'll think about it that day or the day before. Like, we should go to Alcatraz tomorrow. Yeah, right. You got to plan it like 3 weeks in advance at least.
Yeah, to get the ticket. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the issue. And number one, I love this, especially for the Bay Area where the weather is not super hot yet. Have a poolless pool party. So you have all your friends come over in bathing suits.
Oh, okay, this is weird.
You can wear your Brazilian trunks.
I know, but that's crazy.
You make fun fruity drinks and make like a beachy playlist, like all your vacation music. I think that's cool. That's fun. I would do that.
I can just see like Sandra sitting in my living room in a bikini.
No.
You have to have a party. It can't be you and Sandra. You got to have at least half a dozen people to a dozen.
Okay, well, tonight I'm having Heklina, the drag queen extraordinaire, over. Sandra will be there. My friend Patty. The DJ Pinky Ring. I know it gets gayer and gayer. Uh-huh. And then Pippi Love Stocking, another drag queen. Mm-hmm. This is getting off to a gay start for me. Can you imagine if I said, you know what, everybody, I've decided? Come over in your bathing suits.
You totally should. And I bet you all those people would happily do it.
No, Heklina would not. She'd be like, I'm not coming.
No.
What if you just answered the door in just your little Brazilian trunks and nothing on? Like, hi guys.
They would run away.
Yeah.
You want to know what we're doing though?
What?
She's bringing her Ouija board.
I've been wanting to do that with Heklina.
My house was built in 1908. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if there's any spirits in there.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
It doesn't work. I've tried it many times in hopes that I'd be freaked out or something would happen.
Well, so we did it once. This is really hilarious. We did it once at my house a couple months ago, but I was like already lit, right, when they started it. So they told me, spirits do not like it when you're not taking them seriously. And you had already drank too much wine and you weren't taking it seriously. That's why they didn't show up. So we're going to do it again, but you have to be sober. So we're doing it right when they arrive.
You have to do an Instagram story. I want to see some video of this.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we're
going
to see. My house is so old. It's over 100 years old. There's got to be someone living there.
Yeah, Greg Deeney. Like, you got to speak to the spirit.
Yes. We're all talking all soft all the time.
I just love that they were so serious. All the people were like, spirits don't like drunk people. I was like, really?
They get offended too.
Like, spirits are boring?
Let's do a pool party. Let's take it the opposite. Let's have fun. Boomerang Bay inside Great America, 99.7 Now. Of course, we kicked off 99 Days of Summer this morning. So all summer long, from cars to tickets to parties, we're doing it all.
I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Hey.
It's Freaky Friday.
And it's a Friday going into the holiday weekend. Yes. 99.7 Now, the Bay Club. Thank you so much for being here with us. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Shout out and congratulations to all of the graduates.
Yes.
A lot of colleges graduated this weekend. And then I think most of the high schoolers walk next weekend, but I think some do as well this weekend. Such a great feeling, right?
It is super cool.
You're going into summer.
Hold on. Before we go, let's do your...
Love this. Give me chill.
Remember.
Let's all link arms, side to side. Come on.
No, my God.
Eighth grade graduation, right?
Yeah. It is. Very special time. So shout out to everybody that is graduating. Or if you have a loved one that is, congratulations. It's cool, man. I remember it like it was yesterday. It goes fast, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I mean, it's like, how did we get here? When people ask me when I graduated from college, I'm like, oh, I think it was like 5 years ago. I mean, it feels that way in my head. It goes by so fast.
Because we're still young at heart.
That's it.
I just had my 10th 10-year high school graduation.
Did you have a reunion? Did you go?
Yeah, we had a reunion at Thirsty Bear.
No way!
Yay,
hella thirsty.
That is, we were hella ghetto.
The restaurant right next to where we work that we frequent often.
I know you, Benny, often get me and my mom confused as far as like the class size and town size.
Okay.
My graduating class was 476.
Oh.
No, 467.
Okay.
Get that accurate.
Is that like, I don't even know what mine was, no.
I know mine, and I graduated sixth.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Wait, like, because of your grades?
4 years later.
Yeah, because, but no, they just grab a ball out the hat.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
yes, because of my grades. How else would you graduate?
Sixth in your class? They kept track?
No, because we played poker.
Like, right? I'm like, oh.
I mean, yes.
I was like A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I know it does not appear this way, but I am smart, y'all.
You are smart. Cool. Very, yeah. Very smart. And you know how I know? That an email you sent not too long ago, I was like, oh my God, Greg, that was the best written email I've ever seen in my life.
It was so funny. And you showed it to Vanessa.
I did. I even showed it to my wife, and she was like, wow, that was really well written. And then I texted Greg that, and he's like, yeah, you know, I do have a degree in journalism. I'm like, I did not know that.
With a minor in English.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why I always run my emails by Greg. I'm like, can you read this, please?
With a double minor in Spanglish.
Spanglish.
Orale, I got it all.
Orale. Orale.
What's up, Greg? But anyway, yeah. So that the graduation, it is very special. So congratulations to all the graduates out there. It's a big deal.
Nice. Shan, what's your what was your school? What's your grade?
I went to Lincoln High School, class of 07, baby. 07. We're a 007. Right. That's what we prided ourselves on.
I'm Tara Linda High, class of 03. Yeah.
Nobody knows mine, but Haltom High School. Class of yes.
Yes, queen. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We will be back Tuesday morning. When we get back, 7 a.m. on that Tuesday, we have your first shot to drive home one of two 2019 BMWs. 99 Days of Summer is on 99.7 now.